To his South American clients, Milner was as quintessentially British as James Bond. He attended boarding school in Scotland and dresses in tailored suits with a perfectly positioned pocket square. He enjoys a stiff drink, sometimes two. When I went to Colombia, everyone wanted to see me, Milner told me. I started with a few contacts, but it grew like topsy. All their friends at the golf club wanted to meet. It suddenly became a viable business. Some grumble that in an industry that values discretion, Milner is a bit of a self-promoter. But no one denies his success. By the time he wrapped up his stint in Latin America in the 1990s, he had sold hundreds of new policies, recruited a specialized team in London focused on the Latin America market, and developed a new service to provide risk mitigation, a preventative training program that educated clients on how to reduce the risk of kidnap and how to respond if it does happen. He then convinced insurance companies that they should foot the bill. After all, both insurance companies and their clients have an interest in reducing the likelihood of a kidnapping. Over the past few decades, the K&R insurance business has grown. More than 75% of Fortune 500 companies have K&R insurance policies. Today, two insurers, Hiscox in the UK and AIG in the US, dominate the market, and there are also many security firms that specialize in kidnap response. Hostage negotiation has become something of an industry, with conferences, conventions, and shared strategies. More than 97% of kidnappings handled by professional negotiators are successfully resolved through the payment of ransom, according to several different security consultants with access to internal industry data. A small percentage of hostages escape, and a very few are rescued through high-risk operations. Less than 1% are killed.